one part Stevie B.
Your brother Steven is my favorite Baldwin brother.
One part KMC.
Found this thing at townhall.com by Kevin McCullough.
Now, on the BMX Radio Network, it's Baldwin McCullough Radio. Talking about the dilemmas of life no one else will. And trying to make sense of it all.
3 months ago, the president promised to pull us out. You here today are that hope and change for America. 3 days later, Mr. President, here we are!
Stephen Baldwin and Kevin McCullough.
It's Saturday night, and you, once again, are here with us, me, Stevie B. It's Baldwin McCullough Live. It's the best dang 2 hours you're ever going to have fun listening to in all of the intergalactic potentials of enjoyment and entertainment, people. I'm Stephen Baldwin, and my cohort, my partner in Baldwin McCullough Live, Kevin McCullough, the dynamo pundit that he is. You see him on, he does Fox News, and he writes for Town Hall, and he's basically the Wizard of Oz of all things Baldwin McCullough and extreme media. But sometimes even the wizard makes a mistake. Once again, Saturday night, Baldwin McCullough Live. Our number is 888-340-3373. The number again, 888-340-3373. And I don't know what number this is. This could be the third or fourth time that Kevin has gone away on assignment and allowed Stevie B. That's me, Stephen Baldwin, the actor, partners with Kevin here on the program. He's let me take over the program. It's just when Kevin goes into his prayer closet, hopes for the best, and just allows me to have a whole lot of fun with you. Again, it's Baldwin McCullough Live, 888-340-3373. And tonight, we're going to have some fun. You probably heard a lot about this question that was brought up to Eric Holder, and he was asked some questions about the constitutionality of drones being used against Americans on American soil. It's been talked about all week by everybody. But, you know, Stevie B, that's me, I have my own kind of thought process, which some of you know. And if you ask me, the fact that the president and the White House and Eric Holder and the whole administration, the fact that they're being really weird about this, I mean, they bought 1.5 billion bullets for Homeland Security. And the same Department of Homeland Security just bought 2,500 light armored vehicles. Homeland Security. And now they're saying, well, hypothetically, if the president felt he needed to use a drone to drop a bomb on an American in America, yeah, I mean, it could happen. I mean, hypothetically. And then he was asked the question, yes, but is that constitutional? Is that American protected under the Constitution if Barry, that's the president, Barack Obama, formerly known as Barry, if he just decides that he's got to, like, you know, get into his little video game and fly one of those drones over the U.S. because apparently there's a bad American somewhere that's a threat, and he doesn't have to talk to anybody, apparently. Hypothetically, the White House has said it's possible that they would authorize a drone strike against an American on American soil. And people, my interpretation of that is this. Are you listening? Please pay attention. This is very hard for me to do. My interpretation of that is, as you know, Barack Obama, formerly known as Barry, My interpretation is this situation and the potential of this situation is quite simply Barry, he be drone tripping. That's right, I said it. Let me say it again. Barry, that's the president, Barack Obama, formerly known as Barry. If you ask me, this whole dropping bombs on Americans with drones on American soil, my interpretation of that is Barry be drone tripping. If you ask me, that's just me. So we're going to take your calls in a little while about that. We're going to, because what I want to talk to everybody in America about tonight is simply this. They're being kooky about drones. They're buying 1.6 billion bullets. They're buying 2,500 light armored vehicles. That's all Homeland Security. My question to you tonight is simply this, America. Should we just trust the White House and this administration and President Barack Obama? Should we just think to ourselves, it's okay. They have our best interest at heart. There's nothing to worry. When they buy 1.6 billion bullets, and when they buy 2,500 light armored vehicles, and when they say, well, you know, we might drop a bomb on one of you from a drone, should we just go, it's okay. They know what they're doing. Should we just trust the White House and the president and this administration with our well-being? Or should we question sometimes when they say and do things that kind of seem kooky? That's going to be basically the conversation in hour one here on Baldwin McCullough Live. 888-340-3373. But right now, we are going to go to the better half of Baldwin McCullough, and we are finding him. I'm going to let you. Are you there, Kevin McCullough?
I am, Stephen. I've performed the impossible. You often wondered if this was possible, but I am a full day ahead of you from where I'm calling you right now. I'm calling you from Sunday. You're stuck in Saturday. Welcome to the future.
I love it. I need all the help I can get, McCullough. Hey, can you tell me
I'm
tomorrow?
I'm calling you from Israel, which is, of course, already into Sunday morning. It's a little after 4 a.m. here. And you're still on Saturday night, but I'm glad you're there. And it sounds like you're going to have a phenomenal show because I've been waiting to get answers to those questions for a while. So I want to know about Barry the drone tripping. So, you know, I'm going to have to stay tuned and make sure that I hear the whole show.
Well, that'd be good. Now, tell us, Kevin, you're over in Israel. Can you paint a picture for us? What is your assignment there, sir?
Yeah, it's kind of interesting. The foreign ministry invited me to come. I've never been. And they said, if you want to come and interview politicians and, historical figures and cultural warriors and everything else, just let us know. And so they started asking me last September. I kept saying no. We had a little baby. Wanted me to come in January. I said no. I pawned off Danny Johnson on him. I said, here, take Danny. And I kept saying no. And finally they're like, well, you need to now come. And so with the lovely bride's permission, as well as yours and the staff, I got on a plane a couple of days ago. I have been here since I believe it was Thursday, Wednesday and Thursday, and then went to my first ever night of prayer at the Wailing Wall last night in Jerusalem on a Friday night. Thousands of people praying at the wall, and then went to a good Shabbos in a private home inside the walls of Old Jerusalem last night. It was a very moving thing. We're going to be seeing some more things in the Nazareth and Haifa area on Sunday. And then on Monday, I'm going to interview some our agricultural and tech industry professionals that are really up to speed on what's going on in Israel from that perspective. And then on Tuesday, the Netanyahu coalition government is going to be seated in the Knesset. They just had elections, and they haven't seated anybody because nobody won a majority. They only had a plurality, so they had to form a coalition. And I'm going to be at the Knesset on Tuesday interviewing the Speaker of the House, the son of former Israeli Premier, or Prime Minister, Aaron Shamir, who is Yitzhak Shamir's son. And I don't even know who all they're going to have for me on Tuesday to talk to, but we're going to get a real clear picture of who the next incoming government of Israel is and what their goals are and what they want to accomplish. And this couldn't come at a more important time, Stephen, because, as you know, Iran has basically said...
Kevin, if you can hear me, we got 10 seconds.
From getting a nuke. The crazy guy in Korea that said, we're going to go back to war. Israel may be at a very interesting crossroads in history.
As the world's largest Christian university, Liberty University prepares students to succeed in the global marketplace. Liberty's faculty recognizes the principles that made America great, and they challenge students to defend those principles, maybe even changing the course of the future in the process. With nearly 100,000 resident and online students around the world, Liberty is equipping the next generation to impact the world. To learn more about Liberty, visit liberty.edu/champions or call 855-261-3235. Attention business owners or anyone else trying to succeed in the tough economy in the new year. How would you like to tell more people than you've ever imagined about your business? There's a brand new website you must know about. It's called Prosper2013.com. You want to make a difference in the new year in a tough economy? You've got to become an engager. And you can only become one by going to Prosper2013.com. That's Prosper2013.com.
Hi, this is Peter Kronschnabel from Midas Resources. As you know, federal government spending is at an all-time high, and inflation will be a direct result of the spending policy. European government and central bank spending policies have put the European Union on the brink of collapse. What are you doing right now to protect yourself financially? Are your assets working for you or against you? One thing is certain. Having physical possession of gold and silver will guarantee that no matter what happens to our economy or the dollar, your investment will never be worthless. And it will protect you from that hidden tax, inflation. If you've been thinking about investing in physical possession of precious metals or having an IRA in precious metals, I can help. Call me today, Peter Kronschnabel, at 800-686-2237, extension 108. And I'll take the time to personally put together a portfolio designed to protect what you've worked so hard for. Call 800-686-2237, extension 108. You've worked hard your whole life, and I want to work hard for you. Call Peter at 800-686-2237, extension 108.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster. With MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Thank you.
Saturday night, it's Baldwin McCullough Live. Our number is 888-340-3373. 888-340-3373. And Patty and Carson, hang on now. We're going to get to you, Patty. Let's go back to Kevin McCullough. Kevin, are you there?
I am, Stephen. Sorry that I talked right into the break like that.
No, you're in Israel, brother. I tried to give you a little warning, but please continue.
Yeah, it's a little bit hard to hear on this end, but I think it has to do with the fact that I'm 9 time zones away. What I was saying was is that Iran, as we know, Iran and North Korea are beginning to act very badly. And in this region, the area around Israel is very sensitive to any kind of, geopolitical disturbance. And it's going to be interesting to see the Israeli government being sat on Tuesday as they're sworn in, what the new priorities of the coalition government for Mr. Netanyahu are. So people can go to my Facebook page at facebook.com/StanC01. They can see already 3 days' worth of pictures that I've got up. We're going to be producing films related to what we are seeing. And even you can have an appreciation for this. Tomorrow, being Sunday, the Christian day of worship, many years ago, my lovely bride had a chance to come to Israel and tour the country with her family. And one of the things that she did was she was baptized in the Jordan River. And tomorrow, one of the things on my agenda is to make a stop at the place where it is historically perceived to be thought that John the Baptist baptized Jesus, and take a dip in the Jordan River and tell the world my love for my Savior. I'm pretty pumped about it.
That's awesome, bro. Can you hear me okay?
Yeah.
That's totally awesome, bro. So you said it's facebook.com/KMC01, correct?
That'll do it. Some people have already seen them, but we've got 3 days' worth of photos that are already up, and we're going to be putting more each day up.
Well, have a blessed dip in the Jordan tomorrow, brother. We miss you. We love you. Have a wonderful trip, all right?
All right, guys. And tell Mr. Holder I said hello.
You got it. God bless you, bro.
Bye-bye.
All right, it's Baldwin McCullough Live, the number 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373. Now, you got, Ivan, what's the guy's name that asked Holder the question?
Ted Cruz.
Senator Ted Cruz was asking questions of the Attorney General Eric Holder, and he was saying, hey, is it constitutional if the president decides to use the power to drop a bomb on an American, on American soil, from a drone? So let's have a listen to this couple of minutes of questioning here by the senator to the attorney general. Go ahead, Ivan.
In the United States, in your legal judgment, does the Constitution allow a U.S. citizen on U.S. soil to be killed by a drone?
For sitting in a cafe and having a cup of coffee?
If that individual is not posing an imminent and immediate threat of death or bodily harm, does the Constitution allow a drone to kill that individual?
On the basis of what you said, I don't think you can arrest that person.
The person is suspected to be a terrorist. You have abundant evidence he's a terrorist. He's involved in terrorist plots. But at the moment, he's not pointing a bazooka at the Pentagon. He is sitting in a cafe. Overseas, the United States government uses drones to take out individuals when they're walking down a pathway, when they're sitting in a cafe. If a U.S. citizen on U.S. soil is not posing an immediate threat to life or bodily harm, does the Constitution allow a drone to kill that citizen?
I would not think that that would be an appropriate use of any kind of lethal force. We would deal with that in the way that we typically deal with a situation like that.
With respect, General Holder, my question wasn't about appropriateness or prosecutorial discretion. It was a simple legal question. Does the Constitution allow a U.S. citizen on U.S. soil who doesn't pose an imminent threat to be killed by the U.S. government?
I do not believe that, again, you have to look at all of the facts, but on the facts that you have given me, and this is a hypothetical, I would not think that in that situation the use of a drone or lethal force would be appropriate, because the possibility...
General Holder, I have to tell you, I find it remarkable that in that hypothetical, which is deliberately very simple, you are unable to give a simple one-word, one-syllable answer, no. I think it is unequivocal that if the U.S. government were to use a drone to take the life of a U.S. citizen on U.S. soil and that individual did not pose an imminent threat, that would be a deprivation of life without due process.
I've not been clear. I said that the use of lethal force, and I'm saying drones, guns, or whatever else, would not be appropriate in that circumstance.
You keep saying appropriate. My question isn't about propriety. My question is about whether something is constitutional or not.
Well, there you have it, folks. You have, you have the Attorney General, Eric Holder, being asked the question by a senator. If an American, and the senator's pretty clear, he's saying, let's say he's on a watch list, let's say he's, you know, done stuff on the internet that's engaging in terrorism, this, but if the guy's just drinking a cup of coffee and you've been watching him, and this, is it constitutional to kill him by dropping a bomb on him in that cafe from a drone, thus killing an American on American soil without any due process, without arresting him? Is it? And you see the Attorney General kind of doing a dance, kind of shucking the question, spinning it a little bit. And this led to Rand Paul getting up in front of Congress and filibustering for 8 hours. Because he's sitting there going, what are you guys talking about? This is America. We have a constant, we the people, we tell you how it goes down. You don't tell us. And it's just, people, America, this is Stephen Baldwin, Baldwin McCullough Live, the radio show, 888-340-3373. I just want to know, is everything okay? Do we not have to worry? Should we just trust the president, the White House, the administration, that they have our best interest at heart? That's my question to you tonight. Do we not worry that Homeland Security just bought 1.6 billion bullets and 2,500 light armored vehicles? And that the Attorney General, in a hypothetical, says, well, it would depend really on other particulars about whether or not killing an American on American soil with a drone, it would depend on whether or not it's constitutional. This is Baldwin McCullough Live. We'll be right back after this.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Do you suffer from low-functioning adrenal or thyroid gland? Did you know that mercury from your dental fillings comes off your teeth both as a vapor and as metal particles into your body? Wherever mercury deposits in your body, it stops cells from functioning normally. Animal studies show that mercury causes kidney function to drop by 60%. Mercury deposited into your adrenals or thyroid will cause a corresponding drop in function. The number one method by which your body detoxifies itself of mercury is glutathione. The number one superfood that helps turn on all 75 trillion cells of your body to produce glutathione is non-denatured whey protein from grass-fed cows. After investigating most high-end whey proteins on the market, only one is the most non-denatured, the most active, the most complete, and in our opinion, the most powerful in what nature originally put into the fresh raw whey. It is One World Whey. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
March into Big Spring Preparedness Savings this month at BePrepared.com. Going on now. Emergency Essentials and BePrepared.com save you 28% off your favorite beef and chicken combo entrees. Save 24% on number 10 cans of freeze-dried raspberries. Or save 26% on our freeze-dried strawberry slices with purchase of 12 or more. Katadyn Pocket Micro Water Filters are 27% off. Try our fruit-flavored HydroPack Combo Water Filtering Pouches. In March, buy 5 10-packs for a 50% discount. Stock up on wheat with a year's supply of grains for $70 off. Only at BePrepared.com. And this month, power up with a Goal Zero Sherpa 50 solar-powered recharging kit at $110 off MSRP. And we'll throw in a free $50 Emergency Essentials gift card. The March sale ends March 31st at BePrepared.com. For contents and details, call Emergency Essentials at 800-999-1863 or click BePrepared.com. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
Hey there, my name is Frank Bates. Do you know the number one most valuable item in a crisis? Some people think the answer is gold. Others think it's a gun. But the correct answer will shock you. I just created a free video at crisis123.com that reveals a surprising item that is more valuable than gold in a crisis. 97% of Americans don't have this one critical item. In fact, they haven't even given it a thought. And the sad truth is that you may not survive without it when a real crisis hits and a starving mob is right outside your door. What I have to tell you could literally make the difference between life and death for you and your family. Watch my video at crisis123.com to discover the number one most valuable item in a crisis. You'll be shocked. See the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go watch my video now at crisis123.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's crisis123.com.
Gardeners, here comes another growing season, but don't use last year's soil. Maximize yields in your survival garden with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 is an organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant that provides a broad spectrum of beneficial microorganisms, enzymes, trace minerals, vitamins, and various organic acids. EM1 helps regulate the soil's pH level and its soil microbes, improving moisture retention and drought tolerance. Remember last year's dry conditions? EM1 from Terraganics is safe, chemical-free, and certified for use on all organic farms. It improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, and gives up to 20% more nutrient value in fruits and vegetables, and greatly increases shelf life. And EM1 is so simple to use, just mix with water and apply. This year, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics, life's getting better.
986.
Arise today to begin to filibuster John Brennan's nomination for the CIA. I will speak until I can no longer speak. I will speak as long as it takes until the alarm is sounded from coast to coast that our Constitution is important, that your rights to trial by jury are precious, that no American should be killed by a drone on American soil without first being charged with a crime, without first being found to be guilty by a court, that Americans could be killed in a cafe in San Francisco or in a restaurant in Houston or at their home in Bowling Green, Kentucky, is an abomination. It is something that should not and cannot be tolerated in our country.
Yeah, that's Rand Paul, ladies and gentlemen, standing up for 8 hours straight and just talking and talking and talking and asking the same question over and over again. Basically, what he's saying is, does this administration have the right to take our Constitution and just stick it in a shredder? Because, in Rand Paul's opinion, that's what they're doing. Because when a senator asks the attorney general, is it constitutional for the president to authorize a drone strike on an American on American soil, and the Attorney General doesn't give a simple yes or no, which obviously the answer is no, then Americans are having their rights and their Constitution shredded by this administration. That's just a fact. So my question tonight simply is everything okay? I mean, because I want to slow down to go fast. Hold on. You know, it's Stephen Baldwin here, Baldwin McCullough Live. Kevin McCullough is in Israel. I'm doing the show on my own tonight. And I said this at the beginning of this new year. I said I'm kind of over beating up the president. He got voted back in for another 4 years. Okay. That the people spoke. Not a huge majority number spoke, but enough. God bless America. That's how it works. But my question is simply this. Do we, as the citizens of this great nation, just sit back now while these types of things are going on across the board? International policy, domestic policy, the economy, this, that. Is it all okay? Is it all just, is it going all right? Or when the Department of Homeland Security, not the military, when the Department of Homeland Security buys in the last 8 months, 9 months, 1.6 billion bullets, 2,500 light armored vehicles. And now they're saying that we don't know if it's constitutional if the president decides to drop a bomb on an American, on American soil, if he feels as though that's necessary. Now, don't get me wrong. I'm not saying don't bring somebody to justice. If an American is engaged in terroristic activity here in the United States and he's sitting in a cafe drinking his soda pop or whatever, then yes, he should be brought to justice. Now you have all these new kinds of thoughts coming out of this White House. All kinds of new rules. But let me tell you about the drone deal quickly. George W. Bush, in his two terms, he unequivocally, he authorized no more than 60 drone strikes. George W. Bush authorized no more than 60 drone strikes in his two terms. This president, Barack Obama, has authorized over 400. This was the same guy that said, we got to tell the world that we're not policing the world. We're sorry for being so militant. Let's go to line one, Patty, real quick in Carson City. Patty, are you there? Welcome to Baldwin McCullough.
Hi, Stephen. I'm a great fan of yours. I've never been in my car at this time, and I never knew you were even on the radio. I'm sorry.
Well, welcome to Baldwin McCullough.
Hi, and it's great to speak to you.
All right, Patty, do me a favor, Patty.
Yes.
We're going into a break. This is Baldwin McCullough Live. Patty, hang on. We're coming right back to you after this break.
While claiming to represent their members, AARP supported legislation that over 50% of their members opposed. Why exactly would AARP support Obamacare while the majority of their members don't? Easy. It was good for AARP, and they stand to reap a windfall of over $1 billion. Many people feel they have no alternative. They have to depend on AARP for benefits, insurance, and Medicare supplements. Not true. There is a real alternative for people who believe in limited government and fiscal responsibility. AMAC, the Association of Mature American Citizens, leading alternative for adults over 50. AMAC offers a united voice, information, advocacy, and the discounts and benefits you need, like insurance and travel. For less than a dollar a month, you can join today. Go to AMAC.us or call 888-262-2006. Over 500,000 Americans now trust AMAC. Join AMAC now. Go to AMAC.us. That's AMAC.us. That's 888-262-2006. AMAC is better. Better for you. Better for America.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Actors, models, singers, and dancers. Is it your destiny to perform? If so, don't be fooled by the big talk and fake ads for Disney or Nickelodeon. Get real. You need the right training and exposure. AMTC, Actors, Models, and Talent for Christ, is coming to over a dozen North American cities in the month of January. Visit AMTCAudition.org or call 1-800-STAR-420. Success in the entertainment industry is about more than your talent. It's about what you know and who you know. Find both at AMTC. That's AMTCAudition.org. Children, teens, and adults, if you have a calling to be in film, fashion, music, or theater, this is your chance to do it right. AMTC is coming to over one dozen cities in North America in January. To learn more, visit AMTCAudition.org or call 1-800-STAR-420. AMTC is a nonprofit ministry, and the auditions are free. Sign up today. AMTCAudition.org.
Would not be appropriate in that circumstance.
You keep saying appropriate. My question isn't about propriety. My question is about whether something is constitutional or not. As Attorney General, you are the chief legal officer of the United States. Do you have a legal judgment on whether it would be constitutional to kill a U.S. citizen on U.S. soil in those circumstances?
A person who is not engaged, as you described, now, this is the problem with hypotheticals, but the way in which you have described this person sitting at the cafe, not doing anything imminently, the use of lethal force would not be appropriate, would not be something...
I find it remarkable that you still will not give an opinion on the constitutionality. Let me move on.
It's Baldwin McCullough Live. I'm Stephen Baldwin. Our number is 888-340-3373, and that was Eric Holder. And he represents the president. And Mr. Holder, speaking on behalf of the president, says, you know, in these hypotheticals, it's really just difficult to understand, you know, this and that and the other. And when the question was quite simple, is it constitutional for the president to fly a drone over the United States and drop a bomb on a U.S. citizen on U.S. soil? Is it constitutional? Yes or no? Finally, Mr. Holder later on goes on to say, no, that wouldn't be constitutional. He kind of finally breaks down, but after 10 minutes of doing a little disco dance, which leads me to how I started the program, because as Mr. Holder represents Barack Obama, the president, if you ask me, people, this whole idea boils down just to one thing. And that one thing is simply this. Barry, be slow drone trippin'. That's right, I said it. Stephen Baldwin here on Baldwin McCullough Live. The President of the United States, Barack Obama, formerly known as Barry. I think over this whole drone thing, Barry, he just be drone trippin'. But that's just me. Let's go to the phones. Line one, Patty and Carson. Get right to it, Patty. Do you think everything's okay with all this, or should we just trust the White House?
Absolutely not. Absolutely no. Listen, I have just a couple things to say and only a couple seconds myself, and I believe that he's absolutely committing crimes as president. I have two things I just want to say quickly, because I know you have other callers.
But stay on topic. Go ahead.
Everybody needs to understand we are not a democracy. We are a constitutional republic. Research it yourself.
All right. What else you got? What else you got?
And I would love everybody to go on our national government website and look up the voting records of everybody in Congress and the Senate and find out who votes the way you would want them to. And when their elections come up, that's how you find out who to vote for.
I couldn't agree with you more, Patty. Couldn't agree with you more. Absolutely agree with you. Thank you so much for your call. And Patty's got it right. I got nothing over here. Patty's correct. You know, Rush Limbaugh refers to some people as low information individuals. And it's really simple to know who you're voting for. You know, you can go to the library and borrow a computer if you have to. Educate yourself about who these different people are, et cetera. So let's go to Jamal in line two, Winston-Salem, North Carolina. Jamal, what do you think? Should we just trust the president and the White House that they have our well-being at hand, or should we question them about some of these things?
Well, depending upon the... Actually, let me start that over. It doesn't really matter who is in the presidency, because we shouldn't trust nobody blindly, and that's no man, no matter what position he holds. But as far as protection, as far as looking out for the country,
yeah,
I think that you should take any kind of measures that you can to protect the citizens, property, and country. And with that being said, if somebody poses an imminent threat to somebody, to property, to the country, then I don't think it should be something that should be held back through some kind of red tape or some kind of bureaucracy.
Correct.
Whether I should take this person out or not.
I agree with that, Jamal, but the hypothetical question simply is, if somebody's been acting like an idiot and they're doing terrorist whatever and they're American and they're on American soil, we have a constitution. We have laws to protect the innocent. So, basically, what the senator was asking the attorney general was simply, are you suggesting that the president would like to have the power to not have to abide by those laws and just bomb somebody with a drone if he thinks it's protecting the country? So where that's going, Jamal, is, and the question secondarily I have for you now is, should the president have the power to circumvent the laws and the Constitution to take somebody out if they think he's a terrorist? Do you agree with that?
Now, I agree with that under some circumstances. This is how the president has the right within a certain amount of time to declare war on somebody. Even that is a little hazy. Declaring war versus taking a target out is two different things.
Right.
But I believe that, yes, in some circumstances, because I'm a law enforcement officer, and I believe in the law, of course.
Right.
But in some circumstances, you should have the power, you should have the authority to take somebody out if they are a threat. So in the example of, say, Timothy McVeigh, an example of Lee Harvey Oswald, if we knew within seconds that those guys are going to commit the acts that they did.
Right. And what you're, saying is very interesting, because McVeigh and Oswald, they were threatening at the moment. That's not the hypothetical that's being posed here. Okay, so, but it is, you do pose an interesting question, Jamal, because let's say there's a guy in an internet cafe and he's about to do some code on the internet that's going to blow something up.
Right.
Still, though, the question hypothetically that's being posed is this: if he can just go in and take the guy out and shoot him with a gun, is it necessary to blow him up with a drone? I don't think so. Thanks for your call, brother. I appreciate it. You're listening to Baldwin McCullough Live. I'm Stephen Baldwin. My partner here on the program, Kevin McCullough, is in Israel on assignment. And I said it before, I'll say it again. This whole drone thing sounds to me like Barry B. Drone tripping. Our number is 888-340-3373. We'll be right back.
What do you want out of 2013? Do you want to improve your relationships? Do you want to increase your income? Do you want to expand your influence? What if you could find a step-by-step guide to getting everything you want out of life? How much would you pay? Do you struggle with increasing your income or getting a promotion or growing your business? Do you struggle with negativity in your business or relationship or in your finances? Do you struggle with the balance your life has between business and family? Do you struggle with being misunderstood or the lack of motivation in others close to you? What if you could find a book that showed you exactly how you could become wealthy, acquire charisma, power, and influence, and most of all, multiply the success you already have and open the door for more? What if that book was free? Call right now to get your copy. 866-760-8255. Danny Johnson's First Steps to Wealth is free to you right now. 866-760-8255. Call now. 866-760-8255. That's 866-760-8255.
I lost 18 pounds in just 4 days. Want to know how? Hi, I'm James Zetta. If you're like me, you've already tried and failed at many diet and weight loss plans. But if you still need and want to lose weight, if you're searching for a simple, safe, healthy approach to lose weight that is extremely easy to follow, listen to this. The 18-4 weight loss plan requires no exercising, no diet pills or additives, no laxatives, no meal replacements, and no diet drinks. The 18-4 program can help you lose 10, 20, 30 pounds or more, and it fits both men and women of all ages. The 18-4 program is crystal clear with a day-to-day, step-by-step, and meal-to-meal guide. And the best part? If you're not satisfied with your results, I will give you my 30-day full money-back guarantee. This program has helped thousands lose 18 pounds in 4 days, and it can do the same for you. Go to 18and4.com. That's the number 18, I-N, the number 4.com. 18and4.com. Easy to download, easy to start losing weight today with 18and4.com.
Utopia Silver understands that mainstream medicine and the rising cost of health care can financially destroy any family. We simply cannot afford to get sick. The only option is to stay healthy. Americans are learning that ill health is not caused by a deficiency of drugs. It's usually the result of a deficiency of minerals, vitamins, proper nutrition, and exercise. UtopiaSilver.com offers colloidal silver and healing protocols for vaccine and radiation poisoning, arthritis, insomnia, and more. If you're sick of unconstitutional government mandates, then stand up now and say no. The time is growing short to put this evil genie back in its bottle. Join Utopia Silver in promoting good health and fighting for our God-given health care rights. Visit UtopiaSilver.com, UtopiaSilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
For America.
And I hope
based on that representation, the department will support that legislation.
Well, that's totally consistent with the letter that I sent to Senator Paul. I talked about 9/11 and Pearl Harbor. Those are the instances where I said it might possibly be considered, but that other than that, we would use our normal law enforcement authorities in order to resolve situations along those lines, and then use the normal things that you do when you try to decide if cops can shoot somebody.
So, Baldwin McCullough Live. I'm Stephen Baldwin. Kevin McCullough is in Israel on assignment. Our number is 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373. And Ralph and Eric, we'll get to you in 1 second, but, I'm feeling kooky. And here's why. You'll never find a Barry like mine. A Barry that loves you the way Barry do. That was it. That was my best attempt there at Barry White. But all in good fun. What I'm basically getting at here, you just once again heard Eric Holder, the Attorney General, responding to this constitutional question about drones killing Americans on American soil. And the notion of it, to me, just seems like President Barack Obama, formerly known as Barry, it just means to me that Barry be drone tripping. That's just, if you ask me. We're going to go back to the phones now. Let's go to Ralph in Red Bank, New Jersey. Ralph, are you there? Welcome to Baldwin McCullough Live.
Yeah, good evening to you, Mr. Stephen Baldwin.
Thank you.
Now, there are two things at issue here. The new fascist and constitutional right, which is being completely ignored, okay?
Yeah.
And it's really problematic. My understanding of the drone program is it is to go after people who treat in the interests of America. Now, where was this drone when we needed them, when our embassy was under siege in Libya? Uh-huh. Can you answer that question?
I wish I could, Ralph.
How come nobody has asked Obama about that?
Really,
that was a tip to American interests when the embassy was under siege.
I hear you, Ralph. Brother, keep listening to Bob McCullough Live. Thanks for your call. And, the notion of this whole drone thing, you don't think for 1 minute, people, that they're not using these drones here in America all the time now anyway. Yes, they're using them for the purpose of immigration, but they're also using the drones to watch you and me. No question. You wouldn't know if a drone was 300 feet over your head or not. It's Baldwin McCullough Live. The number is 888-340-3373. And, as I said, President Barack Obama, formerly known as Barry, he be drone tripping. Be right back.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.